This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Kyle Bailey, it's a pleasure to be with you. How are you guys doing out there? Well, my background in music is pretty much like everybody's background. You grow up playing, you play all your favorite bands, you play all your favorite songs. At some point, you have to figure out how to pay the bills. So you start going out and doing, you know, club dates and, you know, sawdust on the floor, you know, bars and stuff. And you just kind of migrate into whatever, you know, whatever you enjoy. And, you know, for me, it was pretty easy to do. I probably got lucky, but it's probably the same path as most folks.
So how long has this Hotel California Salute to the Eagles been happening?
Hotel California has been going 40 plus years. I think we played in Roseburg, I want to say maybe late 90s, early 2000s.
Wow.
At the fair, the county fair. You know, that was a long time ago. But, yeah, long time ago.
So have you been with it this whole time?
Almost.
Just that in the music business to do this, to do this for so long, that's astounding.
You know, it's I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who buys talent and music for a fairly prominent venue that we worked at for probably 15 straight years. And he came to me and he said, yeah, they're going to change around. They're going to do some different stuff. And we're not going to be doing that anymore. And I, you know, my initial response was, oh, that's sad. It's one less gig. But all I could think of was, wow, we had a great run. And if you can do anything for that long where you get to do the thing you love for that much time, you pretty much won.
How did you pick the Eagles to honor and to do this with?
Well, first off, the catalog of material is very diverse. You can go through their catalog and you can find country rock and pop rock and aggressive rock. And so it's hard to not fall in love with this material. I mean, we all grew up with it. It's the soundtrack to our lives.
You know, I was thinking earlier this morning, getting ready for this, growing up, you know, going to high school in the late 70s, early 80s, and just all the Eagles music that was out there, those songs. And, you know, some of this was right before the whole MTV thing started. But so you mm-hmm. just listen to the music. But how much of that, you're really right, was really a soundtrack of a very long era. And everybody, I mean, it's one of the bands that everybody still likes today.
You know, it's... It always comes down to songwriting. Pop music is all about great songs. So you're going to, you know, if you're a songwriter, you're going to tell me a story. There's going to be emotional connection to it. And then you're going to have good musical hooks. And if you're good at it, your music will have depth. It just won't be polite little ditties. It'll be musically rich and it'll stand the test of time.
So for yourself, what instruments do you play?
I'm predominantly a guitar player, but I play guitar, bass, mandolin, pedal steel, keys. Everybody plays everything, basically. That's how that works.
Yeah. How many other people in the band?
There are five people on stage.
So when you come to Seven Feathers for the 23rd, talk about what people could expect from your show.
Well, you're going to hear all the hits, going to hear some things you wouldn't expect to hear, going to play some stuff that it's not specifically Eagles. We'll play some of the solo stuff that it, you know, would be classified as, let's see, what's a better way to say it? Eagles adjacent. How's that? So that's, you know, they're mostly just going to have fun. It's, you know, we don't try to plan or overthink it too much. It's really just about having a good time.
Well, you know, I was just thinking here as you're talking, the Eagles back, you know, when these songs were new or newer, it seemed like they were connected to so many other people both in pop and country music. It was like this, you know, this super brain base of people that were just incredibly talented, and the Eagles were right in the middle of it.
Yeah, they were. They definitely were. And the other thing which I find fascinating is they were all from different parts of the country. It wasn't, you know, they just gathered in California, kind of like people do now. You know, there's so much of California that everybody comes from different places to gather there, and it attracts a caliber of talent. You can't rise in that environment unless you have something to offer.
Well, you
got to be good.
Yeah, that's the thing. Or you find yourself parking cars.
Yeah, or stealing them, maybe.
It's amazing, you know, to stay in the music business this whole time. What's been maybe one of the challenges of the last few years for your group?
Well, coming out of the COVID lockdowns is a little bit of a challenge because everything was so shut down in big, you know, in big population areas of the country. The live entertainment industry has struggled to come back. And so since it has come back, and it's come back and it's done quite well, the ticketing expenses have exploded. You know, every ticketing company adds so many fees, it becomes cost prohibitive for regular people to go see a show. You know, a big show anyway. You still got smaller shows, some of the smaller theaters, Seven Feathers, for instance. You know, they did, I think one show was pretty much a giveaway, and it went quickly. And the second show, when they started selling tickets, I don't think tickets were frightfully expensive. I think they were very affordable. And then the other thing is travel expenses. You know, people are not going to drive. You know, you and I growing up, we might have driven from, you know, big city in one state to the big city of the next state. For me, it was the Carolinas and Virginia and Tennessee. It was not a problem to drive from Charlotte, North Carolina to Nashville, Tennessee. You can do that in a day, and you turn around and drive back, you know, in a day. And so that's easy. Now, that's expensive.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, people aren't going to drive from Seattle to Portland to see a show. They might, but it better be something really awesome. But, you know, and as people get older and you get kids, you know, you've got kids and family and, you know, you've got a business to run or responsibilities, you just don't do it as much.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and this is perfect for people that are busy because you guys are playing on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's going to be great.
So, again, the 23rd Seven Feathers Casino Resort in Canyonville, Hotel California. Salute to the Eagles. George Dickinson, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Kyle Bailey, it's my pleasure, and hope to see all your fans and friends at Seven Feathers on the 23rd of May.
All right, thanks very much. 8:40 at the Morning Report.